That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm excited about tonight because it's call-in night. I'm inviting you listeners to call in with one question, and the number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And I plan to do a recap over all the things I've talked about on all these shows in between time, if we have any in between time. But right now we have Bonnie from California. Good evening, Bonnie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're my little Leo. You must have a lot going on in your life right now.
Oh, yes.
So what is your question tonight?
My question is, as a seller of 4 acres of property in California with 3 partners, will this sale complete?
Not yet. The reason that it won't complete yet is because Venus is retrograde, so you can't expect anything until mid-September. How fast are you looking to sell?
Not till the end of the year or the first of next year.
Well, make sure that you check with astrology for the best time to put it on. I wouldn't wait till the end of the year. I might put it on right after the second eclipse or the mid-November. Don't wait any longer than that. We're going into different times.
Okay. We've entered into an escrow, but it's not to complete till around the first of the year.
Whatever, as soon as you can, but check with me when you get closer. Do you know your date?
They think February or, no, we don't know the date.
Well, when you get closer to it, check with me, because you'll want to make sure that you don't do it with Mercury retrograde. And yes. It's about to go retrograde. It goes retrograde 3 times a year, and I know it does around the end of December, but I'm not sure. I don't have the ephemeris. But it'll all completed by April.
Okay, well, it'll at least complete. We know it's going to complete.
Yep. Okay, thank you for calling.
Oh, you bet. Thank you.
So this is Elizabeth, and I'm asking everybody to call in because I haven't talked to you guys in so long. It's been a year since Frank passed, and I really haven't done that many call-ins since he departed. So tonight, I do want to hear from you. Again, the call number is 888-627-6008. Pauline from New York. How are you, Pauline?
Hi, Elizabeth. You know who else we lost from your group of people that used to come on your show? You know, Sharon Lindmeyer. Found out she passed away a year or so, and I don't know how long, it was a while back.
Passed away last March.
Okay, my question. March, yeah. I thought it was like something like that, but I thought it was more than a year.
First her anyway, and then Frank.
I know, I missed her, especially. I miss Frank, too, but I really miss Sharon because I used to go on her show, and I missed her a lot. I'm so glad she was on your show first.
Pauline, what's your question?
My question is, do you see me leaving New York, or actually the United States, when I believe I'm supposed to move out of my place, sell it, and leave New York and leave the country, probably?
Well, I do see you're going to have tremendous changes, and I do see you be making a decision, and it is a possible move pretty soon. When did you want to do it?
Well, definitely not during retrograde, that's for sure.
No, I'm feeling, let me put it this way, before the eclipse or after the, are you in New York City?
Yes, I'm in Queens.
Well, that's the same thing. It's changed an awful lot. You will make a decision. Yeah. I feel the decision will come to you at the fall equinox, and you'll be feeling really good about it. So you have a little luck coming your way, and you will be directed. Just give it to the universe. It's already working on it for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Pauline. Thanks for calling. Let's find out. And now I have Mary from New Jersey. Are you there, Mary?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
We'll see. I don't know.
Where in New Jersey are you, Mary?
Northern New Jersey.
What town?
Newark.
Newark? I grew up in Edgewood. My father was born in Newark.
Awesome.
What can I do for you tonight?
So, So the one question is trying to be specific. So, I want to know if my daughter is going through some issues. I want to know if my daughter is going to be okay.
Yes, your daughter's going to be okay. When is her birthday?
April 4th, 2011.
You know, we go through issues when we're young like that all the time. And I do feel she has a good head on her shoulders. When is her, April 4th? She's in Aries. Yeah, she's got luck coming in. Jupiter is in Aries. And so you'll see her much better when we get to December. The issues will have gone, and she'll be much better at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So not long-term issues. She's going to be okay. Okay. Good.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight we're doing the monthly call-in show, and we're going to be doing this the second Sunday of every month from now on. And I really look forward to it because the show is so about you. And so let's go to Karina from California. Are you there, Karina?
Yes. Yes. Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Hi, Karina. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. My quick question is, I was served with an eviction notice. I'd like to know if I'm going to beat it and stay housed.
Just give me a minute on that. There's confusion around it. Somebody's going to lend you the money.
Lend me the money for what?
You said you had an eviction notice.
Right.
A message came back, somebody will lend you the money that you need. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that's about. No, but I do see that there's powerful people around you. And do they want to sell the building?
No, it's just a very bad landlord who's just trying to pull some stunts.
Then
so
why?
I have to get an attorney. Go ahead.
Yes, you will. And you should have already. You should have an ongoing attorney. Let me tell you what I'm getting. You should have an ongoing attorney who's like a friend type thing. That you can call every time your landlord gets funny. And then you got to ask yourself why you're staying there. Why are you, part of you is enjoying this tidbit. And that I don't like to see, but it's true. So.
Well, it's unaffordable to move anywhere in LA. I'm a senior, so there's nowhere to move. I would have moved a long time ago. But it's just, it's an impossible thing now in Los Angeles with all of the, there's a lot of.
You want to try?
I have no.
Karina?
Yes.
Try something. Try a visualization. Visualize your landlord selling the building to someone and moving away. And ask that the new landlord.
That's not going to happen here.
Listen
sorry.
To me. Don't say no when I'm telling you something. Don't ever say no. When I tell you something, it comes from your spirit guides. And if you're going to say that won't work before I even tell you, then how can I help you? How can I help you if I tell you to do something and you say, no, it won't work? Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening.
You need to get out of the old belief system. You need to get out of the fear. It certainly will work. Give it a try. See the landlord moving away or leaving and a new landlord coming to you. That's powerful, and this is the time to do it. But you got to do it without doubt, and you got to do it without knowing it'll never happen. You have to do it and believe it and request it. From your body. And it's not only for you, it's for everybody else that lives there too. So do it in a group if you can. That's how you can get out of it. And you will be able to do that. It will happen. You're a Leo, you've got a lot of wonderful things happening. Anything can happen. Nothing is impossible. Do you understand, Karina?
Yes, but I have to go to court, so I have to get an attorney to help me.
Always. But do the visualization about him leaving. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you.
Eugenia from New Jersey. Are you there, Eugenia?
Yes, I am.
So what can I do for you tonight?
Will I be moving this year? I've been trying to move for years, and it just doesn't seem to be working out.
I don't see that move coming until the end of January.
You're not going
to be able to move until after Pluto goes back into Aquarius.
Okay.
Well, when it goes back into Aquarius, then you'll move. You have from January until September of 2024. That's your moving time. I don't know exactly what month, but because we're doing quickies tonight. But no, not in this year. We got a lot of heavy energy that we all have to live through. You will be okay, And you will find the right place. That's the happiest thing. The place that's waiting for you isn't ready yet, but it will be at the end of the year. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
And have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Christine from Connecticut. I think I know who you are. Hi, Christine.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm much better than I was, I'll tell you.
Okay. Well, I have just a very simple question. Will I get the job? I interviewed in June. They haven't filled the position yet. It fits all areas of my profile, and I want it. I've been meditating, visualizing all the recommendations that you give.
You're in a tie with somebody else. So there's two people that want you, and then somebody wants somebody else. That has to settle. And that's not going to settle. Is it starting in September?
It could be September, October, yes.
Okay, I feel it's going to settle in September, and I know you teach. So there's two people, and two people want you that are considering it, but somebody else wants somebody else. So, yes, you do have all the credentials, and yes, they are looking at you very positively. A decision has not been made yet, but it will be.
In my favor?
They're not telling me that. They're telling me that there's a... I think what's going to happen is they're going to choose the other one and not like her and come back to you.
Oh.
So there's a delay, whatever the delay is, Christine. You will be there by the end of October, but it's going to be hard. You're learning patience, and you have to learn patience. So keep the visualization up and know that you are in line for it, okay?
Now, is there anything else coming besides this one?
Not ask me more than one question, but thanks
for okay.
Okay, dear. Take care.
Okay, take care. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I've got to train these people about asking questions. But I love it. I love it. And we're going to listen now to our weekly cosmic tip. And then we'll be taking more calls at 888-627-6008. Time for the tip. Listen carefully. See you on the other side. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report. Week of August 14th through August 20th, 2023. As the tides are turning this month into a darker energy, the month's energy will feel very different. All eyes must be focused on September, mid-September, as this is the time of the big event that will culminate from all the preceding occurrences. I have a feeling there will be more than one event for us to go through, and they'll be big and important to the consciousness of all of us. On Tuesday, August 15th, the Sun squares Uranus. This is not usually a fun time. You must be very careful with driving as well as with electrical gadgets. The Leo new moon is on Wednesday, August 16th. The fire and earth elements are strong now, so it's a good time to bring your creative and passionate ideas into form. Leo likes having fun, so planning a little retreat is nice. An enthusiasm for living and creative expression butts up against the killjoy status quo. This is especially true since sensual pleasure-loving Venus continues to be retrograde in Leo until September 3rd. There is both harmony and challenge in the new moon. Leo likes to open the hearts and share with others, but eccentric Uranus making a challenge to the new moon, wants to go its own rebellious and independent way. Fortunately, physically active Mars and mobile Mercury, both in Virgo, are in harmony with Uranus. This supports a day trip, perhaps to the beach or the mountains, to refresh you and help you to feel like the Leo king or queen that you are. The Leo new moon is a powerfully charged energy, a time when extroverted natures can find an excellent stage for self-expression. Put your full force into making your dreams come true. This energy brings a career opportunity for you, as well as good self-expression, as well as public recognition. Spiritually, it could bring in growth, knowledge, and changing your belief system, as well as a desire for higher education. Living well is the best revenge, so embrace your joy and love. On Friday, August 18th, Mars begins to form an aspect to transiting Saturn. As Mars works through Virgo, the tides will change, since Virgo is the sign of health and healing. Mars in Virgo could bring about a health scare that will manifest in the middle of September, as I have been warning you. And most of it will be based on misinformation. Now is the time to strengthen your health through vitamins, exercise, and most of all, raising your vibration by changing your consciousness. This means connecting to the spiritual world through meditation, breathing techniques, while focusing on positive thinking. This energy brings new beginnings and new opportunities for everyone. With Mars and Mercury both in Virgo, this energy can bring in personal breakthroughs. However, it's also suitable for expressing what is closest to your heart. Enjoy fashion, art, and fun for their own sake over the weekend. Enter any discussions about your concerns without making demands, and beware of misplaced vanity. Silent meditation can provide you with new and valuable inner impulses.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. I hope you listened to it because there were some very important messages. And if you did miss it, you can always go to YouTube because it's posted on YouTube, as well as this show every week. So now tonight's our call in night, and I'm going to give you the number. It's 888-627-6008. Tonight is calling. From everybody listening, please give me a call. We have Carlton on the phone from South Carolina. Hi, Carlton.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
What can I do for you tonight?
Yeah, My question is, will I finish my dissertation this year, or will I pass it, and with my girlfriend and I get back together this year?
Oh, that again. Let me see. When's her birthday, Carlton?
Her birthday is 3/8/75.
I don't know whether you will or not. I think she's seeing somebody else. Do you know about that?
Okay.
I think what you have to do...
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
She's seeing somebody else, and I don't think she's been completely honest with you. So do two things. The first thing is to ask yourself why you're separated and how you feel about the relationship. And if you still want to pursue it, you need to sit down and honestly talk with her. but I don't know whether she'll make the step. She won't make the step to come to you. You have to go to her. And you can resolve it, but you have to resolve it honestly. Okay, Carlton?
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling. It's always good to talk to you.
What about the dissertation?
I can only answer one question on the phone.
If you
want a follow-up question, you can always get me offline. But I have to stick to one question. So this is call-in night, and the number is 888-627-6008. So we're having a lag, and as we have a lag, I was going to do a recap of all my predictions from August 2023 to December. So let's see how much we can get through. Everything that is so intense in 2023 begins at this new moon. And the new moon is this week on Friday. The Leo new moon. I'm sorry, it's Wednesday. It's the 16th. Everything has been building up backstage. I don't know if you know that I wrote a book called Backstage, and it's all about the energy that piles up before the action happens. But everything's going to come down now that's been happening backstage for about 3 or 4 years. A reminder that you can download my radio station shows, Let's Find Out, on bbsradio.com if you want to refresh yourself with more details. I'm telling you about these events so you can prepare yourself. First and foremost, the most important thing is to make your body strong these next few months. And don't stray. Make sure your immune system is strong. Exercise, take those vitamins, get a clear mind, and meditate. And do whatever you can not to be fear-ridden and overcome with security issues. I hope that you'll listen to that. It's very, very important. I do have another caller. Her name is Crystal from Washington State. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay.
What can I do for you tonight?
I want to know if I'm going to have surgery for my heart.
Well, you're Leo. Oh, I wish I had your chart with me. I know there. I can tell you what will... I'm seeing it put off. I'm seeing you really working with not doing that. And I can help you metaphysically by telling you to meditate and play high vibration music. What do you think?
Okay.
It's showing me that you had a broken heart over somebody that you broke up with. Is that true?
Not. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, that's what's showing me. It started then. That the breaking heart was a broken heart. But I do feel that it's mendable, and that's good. So take your time. Don't make any decisions yet. Have they said anything about having a surgery date?
Not yet.
So, okay. I think if you start meditating immediately, I'm going to give you a website. Rich Heart Music, RICHHEART, music, MUSIC, .com. Because that is Richard Shulman, and he plays the harmonics, the high harmonics. That's what you need to listen to, Crystal. And if you can find somebody to talk to do some processing with you about what you're holding on to, you can really help yourself a lot. So I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called. I do see it mendable. So now
could you
with that
repeat? Could you repeat that website you were telling me about?
It's on Let's Find Out, richheartmusic.com.
Okay.
Richheart
Music.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Play him every week at the end of the show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have Diana from Arizona. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Are you there? What's your
can you hear
question?
Me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's your question tonight?
Okay, I just started dating a man named Steve, and I just wondered if the relationship's going to go anywhere.
When's his birthday?
August 26th, 1961 or so.
Well, no, I could do a relationship chart. It takes a long time. You have to do that offline. I got a very good feeling about him, but I don't know if it's permanent yet. It's new, right?
Yeah, I just met him a week ago.
It's a new relationship, so I'm feeling good about it at this point. But there's a little challenge. There's a challenge coming to you in October. So if you want more information, I can do a complete overlay for you offline. My website is Elizabeth at new-visions.com. And my website is new-visions.com. So enjoy it right now. You're going to have a wonderful summer with him. And see where you are around mid-September. And if you start having questions, get back in touch with me, okay?
Oh, sounds perfect. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Diana.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, that's funny when people start dating. It's so exciting. The first thing you need to do when you're dating is to get a good friendship going. And just look at the friendship and don't worry about if it's going to be forever or not. Just know that we are going through some times. And of course, Venus is retrograde, so it will go slow. And Mercury retrogrades on the 23rd until September 15th. And both of those issues are not good for planning relationships or weddings or anything. So I'll go back to a couple of more of my predictions for the fall. Mars goes into Libra and is going to conjunct the South Node, which will bring us challenges from the past. There are several yods that will be forming in September and October. Those are star placements that bring us challenges and change. Something really intense is about to happen, and it's happening in mid-September, around the 18th or 19th. So I picked three things that it could be. Food shortages, a lockdown because of climate change, or changing the banking system and the emerging of the Fed coin. They've already started with the Fed coin. September 1st will bring some kind of a calamity with delays and frustration. And I feel that might be with the travel business because that's the Labor Day weekend. Then September 14th and 16th, there's something is coming to be aware of what's happening around you. So be very careful during that time. September 17th, the Libra moon hits the South Node, and this is just before the fall equinox. It will be a very intense time, and it has to do with our balance, government, and banking systems. So this, I'm telling you, this country is going through an awful lot right now. September 20th, something is coming with Jupiter and Mars, and that's always good. That's always, Jupiter is the beneficial planet. That might be a new job, it might be a raise for you, and it's something good. September 30th, we will have sudden, unexpected events. Again, I'll list that. President Biden is not doing well at this time. I don't know if the country's being attacked, or if he's being attacked, or if he simply isn't well. That's what's going on September 30th. I don't know if the country is being attacked, if he's being attacked, which he is, by other people around him, or if he simply isn't well. But that will be in the news at that time. Saturn is aspecting his north node and moon between late August and October. And this is a time when it really gets difficult for him. So we're going to take a break right now and listen to our half-hour break. And I'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well-researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Celebration by Kool and the Gang. I played that purposely because we should be celebrating everything that's going on. We are going into changes. Although the changes really start next spring, we have to understand that what's happening now is leading to our changes, and that's something to celebrate, the fact that we can even do that. So tonight is our call-in night. I'm going to give you the number. It's 888-627-6008. We have about 10 more minutes of the show. And I got Jeannie from Colorado. Hi, Jeannie. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I guess you are somewhere. You're in Lamar, Colorado?
Yes.
So what can I do for you tonight?
I would like to know if I'm going to still live in my current home a year from now.
A year from now?
Yes.
If you're going to sell your home a year from now?
No, if I'm going to still live here.
I don't feel you're moving. That's what I was going to tell you. You should. People are going to get... Do you feel good and settled, Jeannie?
Yes.
Okay. People are starting to feel good and settled. Housing is going to become a problem. Traveling is going to become a problem. And I don't see you moving. That's what I was going to tell you. I don't see you. So you will be there. That's great.
Oh,
you do like
it. That's what I wanted to know.
Sure. Do you have a concern that you're worried about?
Yes. I've been trying to find work and haven't had much luck and hoping that I can still keep up with my house payments until I retire.
Well, you can't do that. You really have to. It's not good for you to not know or not decide what you're going to do for work because that puts it off. The minute that you decide what you want to do, you'll get a job. So there's a fear inside of you or some kind of an anger about work. And that needs, you need to work on that and get into a softer, more loving feeling. Work comes to me easily and quickly. I love what I do. I look forward to it. Those are positive affirmations that you need to start using that will be very helpful to you. Okay?
Okay, I will do that.
No more resentment, honey. Just go for it because you're worth it.
Okay.
And you're a good worker. Take care. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you.
So we're getting down to the end. I'll give you a little bit more information about what's coming, at least let me get through October. I don't think I said to you that Biden could be asked to be stepped down, perhaps because of his health, at the first eclipse around the 12th of October. And of course, all of this affects the stock market. In early October, the market could plummet. I got the date October 3rd. Mars in Libra conjuncts the South Node, and the Sun will also be in Libra. On October 29th, 1929, that's when the big crash happened in the stock market. Mars was conjuncting the South Node in Libra. We're back to that energy now. The energy has all the markings of the stock market going down and the economy going down. Why? Because the country's leadership is going down. something energetically is happening. And as I explained to you, that is changing all the governments around the world. And in September and October, there could be another health scare, like the pandemic. This will have to do with global warming. The Biden administration could force another lockdown. Let me tell you something. It will all be based on misinformation. Misinformation. Just know that. Make sure that you get healthy and stay that way. There's some kind of a fear going on in the energies, like a war, something nuclear, whatever it is, it's fear. And we have to get out of that fear. And you do it by playing high vibration music and by absolutely being at peace, knowing that it'll all be fine. Then we have the eclipse on October 14th. The new moon eclipse, along with excitement and color. There's a healthy anticipation and a touch of excitement. Finally, a feeling that you have turned a corner. A new vista has opened for you, filled with fascinating things and new discoveries. And that is coming over the next few months after we get over this hump. Libra is a sign of justice and balance. Its symbol is the scales. And this energy is out of control. There is no justice here. Not now. Mars opposes Jupiter. Saturn opposes Venus. It's really a mess. That's the first eclipse. The second eclipse is on October 29th in Taurus. And it will shake things up like a volcano. Arguments could come up out of the blue. And that's going to bring a fallout of energy. And it will cover the entire area of where that upset happens. There are difficult days of reckoning when long suppressed emotions come up to the surface. Try to deal with them as best you can and then put them to rest. That's what people don't do. They don't talk out a problem and then put it to rest. Eclipses are always a wipeout. Something has been cleared. Eclipses are one of the best prediction tools that we have as astrologers. What happens at an eclipse is that something is revealed that we didn't see before. It comes out of the dark into the light. And the news will be shocking to everyone. For example, we learn that ETs are real, and that brings up fear. The governments and leaders are falling apart, and that brings up fear. There are horrid fires, and weather conditions are happening, and that brings up fear. What this is all leading to? Major clearing. We now know what we have to work on. We see what the problems are. Whether or not they will be taken care of is another thing. But the first step is realization of what the issues are. And this is when healing can truly begin. Also, Saturn in Pisces is preparing to go direct in November. It's stationing. This is where we all have to wake up and get real. We can't listen to the media anymore. Why? Because it's slanted with propaganda. You know, all the media is pretty much in cahoots with each other. They're all knowing what they want to do to control the masses. And that's what they're putting out there. You need to see and listen to what's really going on. What do you see right in front of you? Not what the media is telling you what's going on. See it for what it is. And sometimes you just can't believe what you see. Mars conjuncts the Sun in Libra on October 12th. This represents some kind of mass calamity, warlike, fighting, anger, and violence. Then Mars moves into Scorpio and co-joins the Sun on November 8th. Then Mars will co-join the Sun in Sagittarius on December 2nd. So between those two times, there can be destruction, because this is very destructive energy. Now, I told you that we are going through dark times, but that it will clear. So I'm just letting you know what's coming for the rest of this year. It will get better, and a lot of you can have some happiness and joy. It's a great time to be artistic, to be creative, to write a book, to write music. This is a wonderful time for that. So this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we've come to the end of the show. And I really enjoyed it. We had a lot of wonderful listeners calling in tonight, and I know we will get better as we go along. Our next time for calling in is in September, and that would be September 10th. So that's just before I take a trip. That's good. And you can remember that and put it on your calendar, so that you can call in with your question. And we're going to end tonight with a song by Bobby Darin, A Simple Song of Freedom, reminding you that that's our goal. Our goal is to be free. And of course, we will have Moonlight at My Window with William, the Breath of the Heart meditation, and we'll finish with Richard Shulman, We Can Live Together in Peace. Thank you for listening. I'll be back with another lecture next week. More news about what's going on with astrology. And I'll be talking about Mercury going retrograde in Virgo. Again, thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. And good night.
Come and sing simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what you read is made of lies. But speaking one to one, ain't it everybody's son? Waked you in the mornings when we rise. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war.
Brother, soul's a knitting, are you busy? If not, won't you drop this friend a line? Tell me if the man who is plowing up your land has got the war machine upon his mind. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Say it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Now no doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers, or kings. So let's all build them shelves where they can fight it out among themselves. Leave the people be who love to sing. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war.
Stars tonight, oh sweet.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.